DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-50s. Winds will be from the north between 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, lower 30s with frost. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun to mostly sunny skies, highs in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers around 38. As we into Friday, mostly cloudy skies, rain likely, temperatures in the upper 40s. Right now, it's 45.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's Economic Research Service reports production costs for corn and other major commodities are shaped by fertilizer cost. From 2010 through 2019, fertilizer, a major expense in corn production, accounting for 33 to 44% of operating costs, a category that includes other variable expenses like seed, chemicals, fuel, and repairs. Fertilizer also comprised 16 to 24% of the average corn producer's total cost, which includes overhead charges like land, machinery depreciation, and farm taxes. Most U.S. corn acres are planted in April and May, and growers often purchase their input months in advance. Prices for fertilizer have risen since August of 2020, with an even more pronounced surge starting in January of this year. USDA says farmers who made fertilizer purchases for the 2021 crop year before the uptick may incur similar fertilizer costs to the 2019 and 20 crops, while those who waited may pay significantly higher costs. U.S. farm tractor unit sales extended their growth streak to 11 straight months. Canada also extended its own streak with a strong month of March. That, according to the latest data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, say total U.S. Farm tractor sales rose 84.1% in March compared to last year. And meanwhile, U.S. combine sales grew 6.7%. Up in Canada, March monthly tractor and combine sales positive across all segments. Total farm tractor sales up 84.3% for March of 2021. Kurt Blades, a senior vice president for Ag Services at AEM, said it's not just the length of time of the growth streak, but the size that makes him feel optimistic it will continue past the 12-month mark. A recent survey by the association found increased customer demand as manufacturers optimistic that sales will increase and remain stable despite COVID-19 and workforce challenges in 2021. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has reported that with the increase in controlled burning of grass fires around the state of Kansas, that there will be air pollution in the state that may impact air quality for southern Flint Hills, including the Wichita area, the Red Hills region, and going as far west as Liberal. Cake News reports that the air quality index is set to range from moderate to unhealthy for sensitive groups, and potentially even unhealthy at times for localized areas today through Thursday. The prescribed burning minimizes the risk of wildfires and is effective in managing rangeland resources. The smoke from the burns can influence the air quality of downwind areas and can be carried very long distances. In other news, a 47-year-old man with terminal cancer was freed from a Kansas prison after officials agreed his medical condition is so severe he's not a danger to the public. KAG News reports that Christopher McIntyre, who was serving for aggravated burglary, was released on Monday from the Lansing Correctional Facility in Leavenworth County and was put into the care of relatives in Wichita. Good American Network News.
The spring cleaning event is going on now at Midwest Kia. That's right. We're rolling up our sleeves, cleaning up our lot, and marking down over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles just for this event. That's 300 quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs at low, low prices, including a selection of vehicles under $8,000. You'll find your next vehicle at a price you want. And you'll always experience Midwest Kia's better way to buy. We'll have appraisers available on site to get you the best deal for your trade-in, and we always want to get you approved. What are you waiting for? Head to the Midwest Kia Spring Cleaning Event. Over 300 quality pre-owned vehicles with many under $8,000. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com. Example 2012 Ford Focus, stock K996A. Severity of credit will affect down payment, APR term, and vehicle. Negative equity applies to loan balance. With approved credit plus tax and fees, not all customers qualify. See dealer for details. Expires 4/30/21.
The largest community college in Kansas is paying staff members to get vaccinated against COVID-19, and one of its largest public school districts is making in-home testing kits available to students who want them. KMBC-TV reports that Johnson County Community College is paying employees $250 to get inoculations in hopes of bringing more students back on campus in the fall. Meanwhile, KCTV also reports that the 22,000-student Blue Valley School District in Johnson County began a voluntary COVID-19 testing program yesterday that sends rapid testing kits home with students who sign up for them. State data shows that Kansas averaged 213 new cases a day for the 7 days ending yesterday. The state shows that there have been no children that have died in the state of Kansas from COVID-19. In other news, police have arrested two men in connection to the shooting of two other men in Hutchinson that left one dead. Cake TV reports that officers arrested 64-year-old Sandra Wade and 71-year-old Robert LaGrange, both of Hutchinson, yesterday. Both have been charged in a warrant with first-degree murder and attempted first-degree murder. Mid-America Network News.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he's rejected a federal request to help house unaccompanied migrant children. The Republican governor says he disagrees with the Biden administration's policy of allowing children to go to sponsors in the U.S., usually parents or close relatives, while they pursue asylum cases in heavily backlogged immigration courts. He says he wants the state's resources used for children already in Nebraska. Nebraska officials say they'll stop distributing Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine while federal officials investigate six reports of people developing blood clots after receiving the shot. One of those cases was in the state of Nebraska. The Department of Health and Human Services said last week that an individual in Douglas County in their late 40s had developed blood clots 2 weeks after receiving the vaccine. The state is expecting to receive over 90,000 doses of the other two coronavirus vaccines this week. Mid-America Network News.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-port inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and approved raising the pay scale 50 cents per hour across the board for swimming pool employees. An alternate for a 25-cent raise was considered, with Councilmember Kevin Throm noting the city pays for certification and recertifications. Starting lifeguard pay is $8 per hour, with 50-cent annual longevity increases. The motion passed 6-1, with Throm voting no. Council approved use of the city park for the annual Mother's Day Market, opting not to set up a tent for the barbecue, which will be a drive-through carry-out only. Concern was expressed using some 30 man-hours for setup and teardown, taking manpower from other projects. Council approved blocking off Broadway for the Big Blue Barbecue and Car Show in June. The low bid of AHRS Construction for $102,000 was approved for 14 ADA ramp projects and 1,000 linear feet of additional curb and gutter work. The bid was nearly identical to budget forecasts. $11,000 was approved for a new sewer pump for the east edge of Marysville along and adjacent to U.S. 36. City Administrator Austin St. John updated finances, indicating that the general fund stands at $1.2 million, some $200,000 over a year ago. Water department at $700,000, up $100,000 over a year ago. And the sewer fund at $250,000 was around $100,000 lower. The sales tax fund was down $770,000 from a year ago due to paying down the swimming pool bond issue early, which will be replenished through the pool sales tax proceeds. March sales tax receipts were up $25,000 year over year and up $30,000 from the same month 2 years ago. St. John is finalizing a proposal for financing the balance due for the fire station construction and expects five-year financing for upwards of $500,000, which could be paid by shifting mill levy proceeds to the bond and interest fund. No action was taken pending completion of a proposal. Council discussed insurance proceeds being offered for substantial repairs to a city-owned fire truck that was damaged last month battling a rural fire within the city district. Parker Price expressed concern that replacement parts would not be original. Diane Schroeder was concerned the council had not been notified of the matter. City Council briefly discussed the mask mandate and will review the resolution at the next meeting. The current extension is through the end of April. Marysville City Cleanup Week is April 19th through the 22nd. Residents are urged to put yard waste on the front curb in containers that one person can handle. The city crews will move through Marysville by sections. Section 1 Monday, April 19th, is north of Highway 36 and east of 10th Street. Section 2 on Tuesday is north of Highway 36 and west of 10th Street. Section 3 on Wednesday, south of Highway 36, east of Highway 77. And Section 4 pickup on Thursday is south of Highway 36, west of Highway 77. Again, Spring Cleanup Week, April 19th through the 22nd in Marysville. Please put yard waste on the front curb in containers that one person can handle. City brush dump site will be open Monday through Friday next week from 9 to 5. Gretchen L. Winters, age 100, at Frankfort, passed away April 9th. Private burial service will be held at Frankfort Cemetery with a visitation Wednesday 4 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday 5 until 7 at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Gretchen Winters. Emory Ann Raminga, age 5, of Blue Springs, passed away as a result of a house fire Thursday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Home at Funeral in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Emory Raminga.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
St. Gregory the Great Catholic School in Marysville strives to educate each child as a unique masterpiece of God so they may successfully navigate the modern world as disciples of Jesus Christ.
My Catholic education is preparing me for the future.
It means to give time to others and protect or lead. We are encouraged to display our best behavior even when our teachers are not looking. The teachers are the heart of our school and we love them.
Call 562-2831 for enrollment information.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map across the central parts of the Midwest, we're looking at dry weather. We have an upper level low across the upper parts of the Midwest, still bringing some clouds and snow showers across the southern east central parts of the United States. We're seeing a little bit of some rain showers. We'll continue to see sunny skies and dry weather as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. But our next system will bring some scattered rain showers as we head towards the end of the week. And it looks like just a little bit cooler temperatures. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-50s with wind gusts at 20. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, then partly cloudy, lows around 31. For tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun in the upper 50s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies, scattered rain showers, 38. As we into Friday, mostly cloudy skies, rain showers likely, cooler in the upper 40s. That's your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-April 67, record high on this date 91. The average low 41, record low is 18 degrees. Sunset this evening 8:03, sunrise in the morning 6:51.
The artist Claude Monet once said that his garden was his most beautiful masterpiece. It's National Gardening Day today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, April 14th, the 104th day of the year. Singer Loretta Lynn and actor Brad Garrett share a birthday. National Gardening Day is fairly new. The holiday debuted in 2018 to celebrate the outdoor hobby and encourage people to try gardening themselves. It goes back to prehistoric times as ancient Egyptian paintings from 1500 BC depicted people gardening for fun. Here in the U.S., gardening became a leisurely activity in the 1800s as villages grew and produce was in its infancy. You can celebrate the day by visiting a local gardening center, or if you don't have a green thumb, visit with friends in a community garden today. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about gardening online at almanac.com.
If you're in the ag business, you need a financial partner that understands it. We have years of ag business experience, but we make an extra effort to get to know your operation. We make all our loan decisions locally and even offer on-farm visits to learn your business firsthand. We know ag business, your business. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a like-new 2020 Silverado 1500 Z71. They have a pair of 2017 Silverado 1500 Z71 models, a pair of 2016 Silverado 1500 LTE models, and a 2014 Ford Lariat F-150 at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Wednesday. Cape and Mount Carmel High School in Wichita announced that Steve Eck will be their next boys basketball coach yesterday. Still, the Hutchinson Community College Blue Dragons will have Eck on the sidelines for any run they might make at the NJCAA tournament. Their first-round matchup will be at 10 o'clock Monday as they take on Kilgore, Texas. Eck coached two teams to NJCAA titles, Redlands in 2001 and Hutchinson in 2017. His overall head coaching record is 977-162. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez picked David Fletcher off third base with the bases loaded for the final out in the ninth inning, helping the Kansas City Royals beat Shohei Ohtani and the LA Angels 3-2 last night. The Royals will be back in action this afternoon, wrapping up the series with the Los Angeles Angels. First pitch at 1:10. Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Caitlin. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Caitlin informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Cake First Alert meteorologist Jay Frater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Cake News, always on your side.
KU men's basketball coach Bill Self announced yesterday that freshman guard Bryce Thompson has entered the transfer portal. Hampered by injuries, which made him miss 10 games in the 2020-21 season, Thompson started four of his 20 games played, including KU's final three games of the year. The Tulsa native averaged 4.6 points, 1.5 rebounds, and 11 assists his freshman season. He scored a career-high 12 points in the season opener versus Gonzaga and had two 11-point outings against Washburn and at Texas. Yesterday, the Indiana Pacers announced that Bobby Slick Leonard, who led them to three ABA championships during a Hall of Fame coaching career, had passed away. No details about the 88-year-old Leonard's passing were provided, but he had been in failing health in recent years. Hall of Fame player George McGinnis considered him a genius. McGinnis said in March, he was the greatest. He loved all his guys, and yes, he had his days. If you got on the wrong side of him, it wasn't going to be a good deal for you. Mid-America Network Sports.
If you're anxious to get the gardening season started, come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware and look over their full line of garden tools for rent. Tools such as tillers, power rakes, overseeders, and aerators. Plus, they have a variety of grass seed and fertilizers. They have the tools that will really help you get started on the right foot. Safely trim trees or reach high places with one of their lifts and create sidewalks and patios with the concrete tools available at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
2021 has been declared the Year of the Monardas by the National Garden Bureau. Join the celebration by planting a few newer Monarda introductions. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Grand Monarda is from a Canadian breeding program and is exceptionally hardy. It produces a profusion of bright flowers atop mid-sized plants and has very good mildew resistance. The Sugar Buzz Monardas are 20 inches tall with strong stems covered in flowers. You'll find 8 different flower colors in this series. The deep green leaves display an above-average resistance to mildew, and the plants stay contained in the garden. Balmy Monardas have relatively large flowers on compact 10 to 12 inch tall plants. They have exceptional mildew resistance and deep green foliage. Don't overlook older, outstanding varieties with good mildew resistance and suited to your garden design. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Holy bat trap, Batman!
No need to bother Batman. Matt Smith will handle your bat problem. If you have bats nesting in your home, now is the time to get them relocated. Call Matt at 713-9088 to get them moved professionally. Bats may be great for the local ecosystem, but they're not so great for your home or health. Take care of the issue now. Call Matt today, 713-9088. Again, that's Matt at 713-9088. Don't wait until it's too late. You've waited for it. Now it's time. Your plans from the Good Shepherd Lutheran School have arrived. Come to school on South 17th Street on Friday, April 16th from 7:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Thank you for your support of Christ-centered education in the community. See you Friday, the 16th from 7:30 to 6:30.
These days, it's not a big deal at all to take a picture. The bigger problem is figuring out what to do with all of them on your phone. But once upon a time, getting your picture taken was a very big deal. And one of the first pictures of this very famous American told us a lot about who he really was. The story is today's edition of the American Countryside.
We all know a few fair weather folks. They're around when the food comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Nowhere to be found when the cows are out. With all life's uncertainties, you want a reliable partner. With you, rain or shine. When it comes to nitrogen, there's a new, predictable choice. Pivot BioProven. The tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that have a big impact on your bottom line. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get a reliable partner. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. We associate Abraham Lincoln with the city of Springfield, Illinois. But of course, he traveled to and through many towns of the state, one of which was Macomb, Illinois.
When he was a young man, he was through McDonough County and Macomb and stayed at a farm on the outskirts of Macomb while he was taking troops up to the Black Hawk Wharf.
Jock Headblade says not only did Lincoln pass through back then, this was a place where he might come to see family in the town surrounding Macomb.
In Fountain Green, his closest relatives were there. One of them named Abraham Lincoln. So he was tremendously familiar with this area.
But it was on an early trip to Macomb that Lincoln did something you might think unremarkable. Yet it became quite remarkable as the years passed and his fame grew.
He got one of the first photographs ever taken of him on our square at the Pierce Photography Studio. And it was one of the first 8 photographs that were ever of Abraham Lincoln. A very scruffy-looking Abraham Lincoln, by the way.
Jock mentions Lincoln's scruffiness, a characteristic not lost on the photographer, who normally saw people prepare a bit more before taking a photo, which was quite a deal back in those days.
When Pierce was getting ready to take his photograph and said, hey, do you want to get yourself cleaned up for this likeness I'm going to take of you? He said, well, it wouldn't be much of a likeness if I straightened myself up.
And that's probably just the way Lincoln wanted the photograph to look.
He does look a little rough and rugged in the photograph, but many people say that when they saw that photograph, that was the Lincoln that they knew. Some of the other ones where he's a little more cleaned up. He was a bit of a disheveled type of a guy.
But much more happened to Lincoln in this city than a picture. In fact, an event that may have just set him up to become president of the United States. That event, next time, as we travel the countryside in Macomb, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCray.
Strawberries are a dependable, popular fruit on U-Pick farms as well as in the home garden. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how you can grow strawberry fields forever as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Strawberries
tomatoes are the most popular fruit in the home garden. They'll grow nearly anywhere on any size plot and even in containers. With proper care, each strawberry plant can produce a full quart of berries. Sarah Browning is an extension horticulture educator at the University of Nebraska. She says there are three main types of strawberries.
Cane-bearing strawberries are the most common type that home gardeners will grow, and they have one main crop a year, and usually right in that June time frame, which is where they get their common name. Day-neutral cultivars will set flower buds throughout the season, so you can get harvest for a longer period of time. Ever-bearing are somewhat similar in that they will fruit periodically throughout the growing season.
Picking berries all season may sound wonderful, but Browning says you'll usually have the largest and best harvest from plants that set fruit only once. Strawberries like full sun and well-drained soil. They don't like wet feet, but don't perform well in drought conditions either, so have a water supply nearby if there's not enough rain. If you don't have a nice flat spot to grow them on, choose a north-facing slope.
And the reason for that is that the north-facing slope tends to be a little cooler, which delays flower bud development in the spring and can help prevent problems we run into with flowers dying from a late frost. Whereas if the plants are located on a south-facing slope, they will tend to warm up faster and they could be more susceptible to those late frosts.
You can usually set out your new plants when the trees in your area are beginning to leaf out. Put them in the ground so that the soil is just covering the tops of the roots, taking care not to cover the crown. Learn more about growing strawberries at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
I love thunderstorms. The way the rain smells and the lightning fills the sky is absolutely remarkable. But I get a little nervous when the storm turns severe. That changes things. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Sometimes life can feel like a severe thunderstorm. Everything is fine and suddenly something drastic, maybe an injury or a loss of a job, happens and it takes you by surprise. We can't control when severe weather hits our lives, but it's important to prepare for the things we can control, like our finances. To prepare for uncertainty, build up an emergency savings fund by paying yourself after every payday. If possible, put 20% into your savings account every month. Maybe you're able to pick up a side job and earn extra income that can go into that emergency savings account. Even in the midst of the thunderstorms, remember that God has a purpose for your life. When you manage your finances in a way that reflects your faith and values, you'll be ready to handle any unforeseen events.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you're looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Fast-tracking the flow of carbon credit payments to farmers today on Farm to Fork.
A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For farmers planting treated seed, here's a stewardship reminder from Stephanie Darnell, Seed Treatment Stewardship Manager for BASF.
The Growing Matters Coalition is reminding farmers and applicators to be sure to read and follow the label and use advanced seed flow lubricants to minimize dust-off. Also, be sure to cover and clean up seed spills and communicate with local beekeepers to help protect pollinators and other wildlife this planting season.
Learn more at growingmatters.org/be sure. The ability to sequester carbon in the soil by adopting certain land stewardship practices gives farmers a new revenue stream and has created a slew of carbon market platforms. One of those platforms is NORI, where Alden Donnelly is Director of Carbon Economics.
For most growers right now, this is just all really confusing. There are too many options. This is the cool thing to talk about. And how do we decide what to do next?
During a recent Farm Foundation forum on emerging carbon markets, Donnelly shared that many of these new carbon marketplaces have a long wait time before farmers see any payout.
As of this time last year, the average lead time between applying to get a project listed and it being accepted for registration has been running over 3 years. And the first credit issuance after that 3 years takes 1 to 2 more years. I think that's going to speed up. By comparison, NORI, for whom I work, we're still taking too long. We're very conscious of that. But right now, projects are being able to register in our marketplace and get credits issued over elapsed periods of, I would say, 60 to 120 days. And our goal is to get that down to closer to 30 days with market automation within a year.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, a cold wave is hitting winter wheat production areas in the middle part of the country. Stephanie Ho brings us that story.
Looking forward, the area to watch for potential freeze impacts is the middle part of the country.
We've already seen some very cold weather moving into the northern plains. Temperatures locally below 20 degrees in the last couple of mornings. And we'll continue to see this cold wave across the middle part of the country lasting at least through the rest of the week.
USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey says the freeze impact will depend on how far south the freeze stretches.
We are at this time expecting to see potential sub-freezing temperatures during the middle to latter half of this week, perhaps as far south as Texas northern panhandle.
He especially points to winter wheat.
We are seeing, obviously, some heading in some of the southern production areas. Heading wheat and sub-freezing temperatures typically do not make a good match, as the crop is extremely sensitive to sub-freezing temperatures at that stage of development.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Soil temperature report brought to you by Abilene Machine. See their great part selection. Order online 24/7 at AbileneMachine.com and by Kansas Corn Growers Association, KSCorn.com. Well, as mentioned before, cooler temperatures. Western Kansas, 47 to 49 degrees at a 2-inch soil depth. South Central Kansas, 52 to 54 degrees, still holding on to a little bit of warmth there. Most of Oklahoma is at 55 to 59 degrees, closer to 60 in southern sections of Oklahoma, 60 and 61 degrees, a couple of spots there. The northwest and the panhandle of Oklahoma still holding on to some coolness. The soil temperatures there running from 51 to 53 degrees. Ag News, soil temperature reports from Mid-America Ag Network.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50 plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/KSVaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/KSVaccine. Paid for by AARP.
News, your most trusted team in Kansas every weeknight has a new anchor on your side.
Hi, Kate Glenn. I'm David Scott, and thank you for joining me and Deb Ferris each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. I'm excited to go to work for you every day, keeping the great people of Kate Glenn informed. Join me, Deb Ferris, Kate First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater, and sports anchor Chris Lilly each weeknight at 5, 6, and 10. Kate News, always.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. PepsiCo is giving a big boost to efforts by the Foundation for Food and Agriculture Research and U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action to reduce greenhouse gases in agriculture by donating $5 million to a year-old partnership rebranded as Ag Mission. Both groups have already invested over $50 million in projects advancing research efforts to reduce greenhouse gases from agriculture and are actively seeking matching funds from outside partners to accelerate and expand the program. The full scope of the anticipated effort estimated at $200 million, according to the organizations. One project being funded by the partnership, the National Academy of Sciences studied to identify how best to implement specific emission-reducing agriculture practices. Lawmakers reintroducing legislation that would pump billions of dollars into Farm Bill conservation programs that could help farmers reduce greenhouse gas emissions. The lawmakers want to get that money included in a massive climate and infrastructure package that is being developed by Democrats. Lead sponsor is Senator Cory Booker, a New Jersey Democrat who joined the Senate Ag Committee this year, and Representative Abigail Spanberger, a Virginia Democrat who chairs the House Ag Subcommittee that oversees conservation programs. Among other things, the bill would increase mandatory funding for EQIP from $1.7 billion in 2019 to $7 billion a year by 2024, with new funding targeted to climate stewardship practices. The bill would also nearly double the size of the Conservation Reserve Program, raising its limit to some 40 million acres. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Kill herbicide-resistant weeds in soybeans with high-voltage electricity. You'll see shocking results and instant gratification on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
We know that when the sun rises and everybody else is still asleep, you're on your tractor. We know your job is hard and challenging, but rewarding. What keeps you going season after season? What drives you?
My BKT Agrimax V-Flecto tires, because I don't stop when I'm tired. I quit only when I'm done.
Reduce soil compaction and operating costs. Higher low capacity. BKT Agrimax V-Flecto, your best ally for efficient soil tillage and reduced operating costs. BKT, a long way to together. Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Palmer amaranth and other noxious weeds may have figured out how to survive our herbicides, but they have no answer for electricity. Kevin Bradley is an extension weed scientist at the University of Missouri and doing research in soybean fields on an implement called the Weed Zapper. A height-adjustable copper boom is attached to the front of the tractor, and on the back is a PTO-driven generator that generates the electricity. He says when the tractor goes through and delivers 15,000 volts to a weed, you'll start to notice the plant's demise within an hour or so.
Within a day or two, it's probably going to do everything that it's going to do as far as efficacy on the plant. You probably will go back and see a bunch of completely brown, crispy, necrotic weeds. So it's really, really quick and probably as instant of a satisfaction as anything you'll ever find when it comes to weed control.
You will still need to use other weed control practices, because if there is no height difference between the weeds and the soybeans, you'll end up electrocuting your crop too. So for now, Bradley's research is only focusing on this implement in terms of using it to get rid of weed escapees.
If it were July and we have water hemp sticking above a soybean canopy because it's resistant or because somebody made a poor timing on their application or whatever it is, we could take this device and go through the field, and you have that height differential between the soybeans and the weeds, and we could get rid of any potential weed seed that are being produced.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about annihilating weeds with electricity at agriculture.com.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue to have a good day for corn, soybeans, and Kansas City wheat as we enter the last part of the day. May corn up 17 at 597. July corn up 15 and three quarters at 582 and a quarter. May Kansas City wheat is up 19 and a half at 604 and a quarter. July is up 19 and a quarter at 612. Nice positives there. All three of the wheat markets are solidly in the green. May soybeans up 21 and a quarter at 1410 and three quarters. July is up 18 at 1402 and three quarters. Soybean meal is doing well. May's up 270 at 397.70. July's up 260 at 402.60. May bean oil is 128 higher at 54.31. July bean oil is up 119 at 52.34.
also a big day in the soy complex. Cotton is doing nicely. May cotton is up 114, 82.96. July cotton is up 112 at 84.31. So corn, soybeans, Kansas City wheat, cotton, all doing nicely. Things change radically when we flip over to the livestock complex. Cattle are not doing well. April live cattle at 121.67, down 72. June at 119.62, down 130. April feeder cattle down 137 at 141.07. May feeders down 267 at 144.65. So not a positive look by any stretch in a cattle. In fact, the back months in feeder cattle are all down by most more than $2. So kind of ugly there. April hogs up a dime at 103.50. May hogs up 102 at 105.95. So we are seeing some positives for hogs. Crude oil is really on a rally. May crude is up 314 at 63.32. June is up 313 at 63.37. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also showing plus signs. Market update, Mid-America Ag Network.
Did you know that Rusty Egg Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusty Egg Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models in over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusty Egg Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusty Egg Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusty Egg Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEggFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8980 for your land roller needs.
This is Brighton Stahl, the landlocked sailor, and you're about to hear my brand new single off of my soon-to-be-released album, right here on KNDY.
Midnight shooting stars, half a bottle of tequila. I'm looking all around and she says no one's gonna see us. She nods in the direction of the crashing waves. I smile and say there ain't no way. And from the look in her eyes, gonna pull me in, carry me away from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more. She's got a wild side, and just like high tide, soon she'll be gone again. Till then, she's gonna pull me in.
shore. She's gonna pull me in, gonna leave me wanting more. She's gonna pull me in, carry me away from the shore. She's gonna pull me in, every moment leaves me wanting more. She's got a wild side, and just like high tide, soon she'll be gone. Pull me in. I'll let her pull me in. She's gonna pull me in.
Are you seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course toward success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter. Relate and communicate well with others. Be creative in developing ideas and strategies. And be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.